Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Queer Love Forever. Special for two reasons. One of them is I figured out the audio, which is pretty huge. And the other one is because this is the first week of the Queer Dating Challenge. Also, hi, I'm Kim. I use they, them pronouns. I am the matchmaker and event organizer and like a million other things, accountant behind A Whole Orange. And I have put together a 6-part challenge to help you reset when it comes to dating, figure out what you want, and then go out looking for connection in a way that is honest, grounded, healthy, and more fun. Because I know that there's a lot of people dating and not really having very much fun doing it. So that's what this challenge is for. It's 6 parts, and that corresponds with 6 episodes of this podcast that I will put out. I'll give you some questions to think over, some exercises to do, some prompts for journaling, and some things to try out in the world with real people. You can, if when you're listening to this, all of them have been released, then you can do 1 episode a day, or you can do 1 a week. And if you follow along as these episodes are released, you will finish up the course in time for Valentine's Day. As someone who started their business on Valentine's Day, I love it as a theme. You know, I'm doing stuff related to dating. Valentine's Day is a great day. And if you have no plans for Valentine's Day, I'm hosting a huge event for queer singles and ready to mingles. I'll tell you more about that at the end. But for now, let's get right into the first step in the Queer Dating Challenge, which is creating your safe space. Now, this is a space in terms of like some time in your week, a location in your mind, or like a mindset, I suppose, where you can explore and play and think about dating in a way that isn't mean or self-critical. You can create this space using things in your environment to remind you, like writing in a certain journal, drinking a certain flavor of tea, eating a certain snack, wearing a certain jumper, things like that. And there are 4 steps to making your safe space for the dating challenge. Firstly, you need to schedule in a time. Then you'll make the space in your mind or the mindset. We'll choose some physical prompts to remind you to go to that mindset. And finally, settle on a way that works for you to think through the questions and the exercises and process your feelings about dating. So I'm going to go through each of those, show you how to do it. So for the next episode, you will be ready to go. First up, making the time. We are constantly told that to be in a relationship is very important, and yet being intentional and trying hard to find those kinds of connections is somehow seen as embarrassing. Fuck that. Human connections are maybe the most important aspects to life, romantic or not. So I think it's important to carve out some time to tend to these connections and to figure out what you want. I think 1 hour a week is a good place to start. These podcast episodes will be shorter than the usual ones. So you'll be able to listen to the podcast and then do the exercise or do the journaling or do the thinking. And if you really can't spare 1 hour a week, consider if perhaps there is too much scheduled in to your life at the moment for dating right now. It's not always the right moment to date. And if you're having to wedge it in between a schedule that is too packed and doesn't have room, then other areas will suffer. You know, work, friendship, alone time, laundry, these are all important things and they need their time. So if you can't sacrifice time for thinking about dating, maybe it's not the time to look for connections. Next up, you're going to make the space in your mind or create the mindset. I find it hard to talk about this without it sounding like very ethereal and woo-woo. So please give me grace. So find a persona that feels safe, supportive, non-judgmental, and who loves you. So this could be like a voice in your head. You could even kind of like create an idea of what that person looks like, or just a feeling if words and images don't kind of work in your brain like that. But get an idea of the mindset you want to be in when you're doing this work. So write down any other things that you'd like this persona to bring to the table when you go over your thoughts on dating. So maybe you need playfulness. Maybe things are feeling a bit too serious and a playful vibe would really help. Maybe a grounded vibe would be really useful to calm down from dating stress. Maybe you need a stern energy asking you to take it seriously. Maybe you need a positive energy to balance out any frustration you have about dating. And you can borrow vibes like this. Oh, I hate the word vibe. I'm so sorry. I can't think of another word to use, but you can borrow these energies from people you know or characters you like. Like for example, for my dating mindset, I kind of like to think about involving curiosity from my friend Ro, Ro's curiosity, Bo's focus, and Bella's sense of humor. So you can, yeah, bring in energy from people you know. And give your persona a name or a title if you like. They are the keeper of this mindset, so it's nice to associate a word with them. It could even just be like, this is Dating Kim. It's time to consult with Dating Kim. And another way to help get into the right mindset is to have a physical prompt. This could involve a location. Maybe there's a certain place in your room that you want to sit when you do this kind of work, maybe a certain chair, maybe a cafe that you like that you can go to, maybe just on your sofa. And yeah, I, like I mentioned before, a certain jumper or blanket that will remind you that now it's time to think kindly about yourself when it comes to dating. Mood setters like candles, scented candles, maybe putting on a certain lamp, like making the lighting a bit more soft and cozy, maybe putting on some music, lighting some incense, and of course snacks and drinks. So maybe there's a specific tea that you like, maybe something associated with love or something associated with dating for you. Maybe a snack, a slightly special snack, maybe even an orange to be on theme. And bear in mind, you don't have to spend any money or buy anything new for this. In fact, something you already have and that you already kind of feel comforted by, or that you feel is like associated to dating and connection, is ideal because you already have that association. Finally, you will need to decide or like have an idea of the best way for you to think through things. So the best way for you to do this work. This will be personal to you and how you best think through complex things. If you're not sure, think about what you normally do or need when you have to figure something out. Do you tend to call a friend to chat to them or get their opinion or for them to be a sounding board? Do you think aloud, talk to yourself a little bit? I do that. Do you write it down in a journal, write through whatever you're trying to figure out? Or are you more of a typer? Do you send WhatsApp messages to yourself or fill up your notes app? Or do you just go for a walk and let your mind put things in order? Use the most natural processing method for you. Yeah, whichever works best for you, go for that. Some people write, some people speak aloud, some people send themselves voice notes on WhatsApp. I do that. Some need a trusted friend there to talk to. Whatever works best for you, make sure that's ready to go for when the next episode comes out. And you can get started on the Queer Dating Challenge. In the meantime, I'll tell you about the event I mentioned. It's called Queer Love Fest. And it is on Valentine's Day, Saturday the 14th of February. It's at the Music Room in New Cross. And it's a day of workshops, mix and mingles, and parties across multiple different rooms in the venue. I'll also be doing a live podcast with a special guest. I'll tell you more about that later. And it's just for queer singles and ready to mingles. So it's like it's inclusive of people who are poly. You don't have to be single to be there, but you have to be there looking for connection. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited about it. A lot of the information is up there on the Out Savvy already, with more details coming soon. So have a look. I'll put a link in the show notes. And regardless, I'm so glad that you're coming along for the Queer Dating Challenge. And I will see you next time. Bye.